This is Ted Kennedy. Health insurance for uninsured Americans is on the way. Thanks to Democrats in Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's a national disgrace that 37 million Americans have no health insurance. 24 million are working Americans and their families. But even they can't get insurance because their employers won't provide it. Republicans say, tough luck. That's the price we pay for free enterprise. Democrats say, nonsense. Responsible firms insure their workers, and it's time for government to require that irresponsible firms do the same. We already have laws banning child labor and setting a minimum wage, maximum hours, and health and safety standards in the workplace. Why not health insurance, too? That's what the Senate Labor Committee has recommended on a 9-7 party-line vote. 9 Democrats said workers deserve health insurance on the job. 7 Republicans just said no. Before you make it 8, Al, ask yourself if the Republican Party in 1989 really wants to say no to health insurance for workers and their families.
Republicans didn't say no to health insurance. We say no to another nutty Democrat plan to break small business. Uncle Sam pays our insurance, and he owes billions, Ted. Make businesses do that, and they just go broke, too. How many times do I have to tap your gourd to say it? You demand all businesses provide insurance, and you will shoot some of them right down the tubes. Bigger businesses, which already provide health coverage, can absorb the cost. Many of these smaller ones would have to take drastic cuts to make it work. A business with 10 workers will pay $10,400 more a year than it already pays for benefits. Raise the cost of doing business, and employers recover that cost by cutting low-wage jobs. Now who's been hammered? Ted, where is your heart in all this? On the left, I think, with the rest of you. Because there's nothing noble about destroying jobs and businesses by laying on costs they can't ever meet. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on his business voting record. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.